The phone call between President Kais Saied and Vice President Kamala Harris was actually the first direct contact that President Saied had with the White House since he was elected. It came while Tunisia is going through unprecedented economic and financial crisis. This crisis is directly related, of course, to the pandemic, but also it's created from a political crisis that is directly related to the president, Kais Saied. You know, as we remember, when the government tried to reshuffle and make changes in its formation, Kais Saied refused to allow that change to go through. Also, the parliament tried to establish the constitutional court. Kais Saied refused to sign the law. And right now we are into that impasse. And that's why she emphasized in the call that Tunisia must work together. We can only think that she's pointing to the crippling of the government. She emphasized that Tunisia must work together to overcome this economic crisis and emphasize the importance of democratic institutions. We think that she's talking about the Constitutional Court.
The U.S. Vice President also tweeted, "We stand with Tunisia as it makes the economic reform necessary to recover from the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic." What's your own assessment of the Tunisia government plan for economic reform?
As Tunisia is engaged right now with the discussions with the IMF, Tunisia government did not actually make its plans available to the public. And everybody in Tunisia knows what the IMF has been asking for, what are the reforms requiring of the Tunisian government to do. And they are mainly addressing the bloated public sector that needs to be reduced and reduce the burden of the wages. Also, there's a need to have a plan to move to a targeted subsidies directed at the low-income families, rather than having a costly and blanket subsidies that benefits many Tunisians who do not need it. The third important part in that plan is to privatize some of the publicly owned companies that have been operating at a loss to the Tunisian government. However, the UGTT, which is the largest labor union in Tunisia, has expressed frustration with the government, especially in terms of its lack of transparency in dealing with the negotiations with the IMF. So I think the biggest problem that the government is going to have after convincing the IMF of its plan of reform is actually to convince the UGTT and other partners in Tunisia to come along and agree to its plan so it can be a realistic way to move forward and to implement these plans.
The Associated Press said that Tunisia is currently reporting the highest number of new COVID-19 deaths per capita in Africa. How do you explain that?
After a relative success that Tunisia has experienced at the beginning of the pandemic, where the government was able to bring the numbers down to almost zero infection rate, no casualties at all. After that, we saw, you know, things got worse. Tunisia, like you said, right now is the worst in Africa in terms of numbers per capita. This is directly related to the complacency that many, after seeing the numbers go down, they just abandon all the precautions that the government have put in place. Also, the political crisis. We saw two governments have been replaced. We saw three health ministers have exchanged place. And so all of that have reflected negatively on the situation in Tunisia, and we find ourselves right now in this dire situation where the hospitals are operating at a maximum capacity, where there's a lack of oxygen. We saw Algeria, we saw other countries extend some needed help to Tunisia and to provide them with some medical equipment, oxygen, and so forth. And so Tunisia needs to get its act together. The government and the president need to resolve this gridlock so Tunisia can move forward.